All right. We had a lot of people make us say, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And then Eric Hummel, owner, vice president of Hummel Brothers, walks in and he makes us say, wow, with all these hot dogs.
He's wowing us right now as we speak.
This is that time of year, like all the final picnics of the summer have. I eat hot dogs all year round.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
It never ends for me.
Me too.
What do we have? What did you bring in?
We brought in some regular hot dogs, some bratwurst, red hots, and kielbasa links today.
Nice.
I saw you brought ketchup in, too. You put ketchup on hot dogs?
I do not. No.
No.
After the age of 11, I...
Right.
But I do recall somebody in here does like ketchup on a hot dog.
Don't look at me.
Okay. Who is that?
All right. I thought
it's not me.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I know some folks will put like a line of like ketchup and a line of mustard. They'll put the two of them on there. Kind of like the way they have hamburgers over here. But I
make fun of people who put ketchup on hot dogs until I have one.
Oh, and then you're like,
I'm like, I get it. I prefer mustard, but this is not bad.
I feel like a boy again. Good heavens.
I'll never order it that way, but I'm also never throwing one away if it's handed to me.
That's right.
So you're a closet ketchuper.
I'm a closet ketchuper.
Nice. See? It's always good to admit it.
No, it's usually girls or young boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Well, AJ, ask some questions so I could eat this hot dog.
Yeah, take a bite.
Okay, so now why do you call it red hot? Like, what makes it a red hot?
It's got crushed red pepper in it.
I mean, how much? What's the spicy level on it?
To me, I think it's spicy.
Yeah.
But people that love spicy
go,
it's hot, but it's not... My head's not sweating.
Okay,
hot.
It's not going to be like you can't finish this hot dog because it's like, oh my God, it's so hot.
It's just enough hot to make you want another bite.
Exactly, right.
You get addicted to it.
Right.
Funny thing was, talking to somebody, Lisa in Hamden made right. She was in Georgia and her husband wanted the Georgia Red Hot. Yeah, he goes, no, those don't exist. They were invented in New Haven, Connecticut.
Nice.
And he knew.
He knew.
Yeah, I was in that. What was it? And
so you, hold on, sorry. You guys invented them?
There was a company that made a red hot years ago. Well, I don't know if you remember when Bob Sweeney had the carts in New Haven way back when. All right. Yeah. He bought a red hot that was...
He's still around, right? With the truck.
Eddie, that's his brother, Eddie.
Okay.
But he came to us and asked us to make a quality red hot. And this is what we came up with. And as soon as it hit the market, it's been one of our best sellers. Yeah.
So he... asked you to make something like this, you made it, and then boom.
Yeah. Because what he was using really was not great meat and all that. Ours is a quality red hot, and that's what he was looking for. And it really just took off. I mean, for us to name it in the beginning, there were some rather unusual names. But
okay.
We just,
like what? Like what can we take?
My father was a big fan of the Mother Fletcher's Georgia Hots.
Okay.
Mother
Fletcher.
I need a Mother Fletcher.
Mother Fathers are good too.
We don't think we can put that on the package, Dad.
Right. Mm. Right.
So that's when we just went with regular Red Hots.
You could just put MF Red Hot?
MF-er.
Was it your grandparents who started the business?
My grandfather and my grandfather's brother, Bill. Back in 1933.
So they came over from Germany?
Came over from Germany. Both were Wuschmachers over in Germany. They were.
What does that make?
Sausage maker.
Okay.
And they were apprentices over there.
What's it called? Wuschmacher?
Wuschmacher.
Yeah. Wuschmacher.
Wuschmacher.
W-U-R-S-T.
Right.
Wuschmacher.
Like.
Like the wurst.
Like.
Hot dog is a wurst.
Right. Yeah, like liverwurst. Yeah.
So it's basically sausage maker.
Right.
Wuschmacher.
Got it.
That's a good German speaking deal.
Where did the hot dog name come from?
That is a big debate. You know, some people say, over in Germany, and then some people say, no, it was originated here in the United States, the actual term hot dog.
Right.
So I don't think anybody technically knows where it came from.
Right.
But I think it was here in America, because over in Germany, it's just basically sausage.
Right.
Right.
And where did Frankfurter come from? Who's
Frankfurter was over there. Frankfurt, Germany.
Oh, okay. And then now does Furter mean like it's like the length, like a Frankfurter?
Yeah.
Like a whole foot? Like a foot long?
No.
Hot dog? No?
No.
Okay.
But I like that idea.
Make it Frankfurter.
So many things are named after stuff like that.
Exactly, right.
It's like, well, it's a Frank and it's a foot long, so we'll call it a Frankfurter.
Right, you definitely don't want a weenie roast.
I don't want Frank's footer.
Exactly, right.
I don't even know Frank.
Frank doesn't want to donate that at all. Yeah. Well, you ever hear a white hot?
Yeah. And that's basically kind of a bratwurst right there.
Oh, really? Okay. Because I remember I was up in upstate New York, and they were like raving, but they got to have a white hot. I'm like, what the hell is a white hot? But it looked like a hot dog, but when you bit into it, it was white.
Yeah. We used to make, it was called a bockwurst, and it was more of a fine ground bratwurst, so to say.
Right.
And, you know, that's more of the texture and taste of that white hot.
Yeah, and now you get the skinless hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what
do you prefer, skin or skinless?
You know, it's funny, when I was always natural casing, and then when my kids were born, I would bring home skinless because, you know, for kids, it's the better chew, no casing.
Yeah. How do you keep it together if it's got no skin on it, right? Isn't that what it keeps it together?
Yeah, but a skinless hot dog is actually made in, like, a cellophane casing, cooked off in that, and then it... You know, if you ever come down to the plant, you have to see it, because the way it peels it off the machine, it just kind of shoots out.
Oh, really?
And peels off the casing.
Oh, you can sit there and go, put your mouth in front of it.
I don't want that video.
You don't see the way cocktail hot dogs shoot out of that thing.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And then natural casings, you know, natural casing way back when used to be stuffed and linked by hand. We would have, when I was young, we would have a table full of women just standing there kind of spinning the hot dogs to make them their length.
And bratwurst, like, what's the deal with bratwurst?
Bratwurst, it's an all pork product. It's, you know, somebody best described it to me as more like a taste of a chicken sausage.
Okay.
You know, I was on TV once and I got asked that, and I totally said, I can't explain it. I wish I could explain the flavor, but it just...
Do they put fennel seeds in those?
No, not in that. That's an Italian sausage that does that.
Okay, gotcha.
Parsley is a big flavor in the bratwurst.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic for, like, when you're going to see a football game, you do the tailgate outside.
When do you go to a football game?
I'm saying when people go.
I said when people go.
Not me.
You don't go.
I didn't say when I go to a football game and I'm going to a tailgate party. First of all, no one freaking invites me.
You wouldn't go.
I would.
You'd go to a football game.
I go to a tailgate party,
You would go to a football game.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, you would stay for the whole football game.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was it going to be like the old Yale-UConn game where nobody left the parking lot?
Right.
Or are you actually going to go in the game?
No, you got to go in the game.
Yeah, I go in the game. Yeah, sure.
All right, we're going to do that.
Okay.
Then we're going to take pictures of your face during the game.
I want
to
tailgate first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the whole package.
Eric Hummel is here from Hummel Brothers. They've been making hot dogs in Connecticut since 1933.
Damn, they got down to a science, man.
How many hot dogs have you made, do you think? Have you ever done that number? That would be
amazing.
You mean
overall?
Yeah.
Overall, over the years? 1933.
No.
Wouldn't that be sick? Oh, that'd be a sick number.
I don't even think
in the
there
millions,
is that number. Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Probably billions,
definitely.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think billions.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, way back when, we were it. And I don't know if you remember, because you were in Bridgeport, when they were in 10-pound boxes, they were loose in 10-pound boxes.
That's right.
And, but you had no shelf life way back then. You had like 7 to 10 days. But with the new packaging, it's we're able to move it around the country. I mean, I got a guy down in Texas that's buying it, guy in South Carolina that's buying it, so it's in Florida. And I FedEx all over the country.
Where do you get your ingredients?
Which, the meat,
for the
spices? Well, the beef is usually domestic, and then the pork, it depends upon, from Canada, we use some Australian pork, and spices are here in the United States, but we use only all natural spices. And if you look at our ingredient label, there's no oils of anything. It's all the real spices. So, and that's what makes us quality. You know, my grandfather used to say there's no secret. It's just good meat and good spices.
Right.
So,
when you talk to any chef, they always say it's the ingredients. That's where they're very, very picky, the ingredients.
Yeah. But
the other thing about our hot dog is we still smoke with real hickory wood.
Okay.
In other words, you put it in the house, you kind of smolder a fire of hickory wood, and that's what You know, like you see people have smokers that they do at their house.
Gets into the meat.
It's just about, you know, the size of the building here difference.
Wow.
So
how much hickory wood do you think you go through in a year?
In a year. Oh, my God.
A week.
There's a forest missing somewhere.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was he was thinking.
Yeah, we'll go through like 50-pound bags of hickory wood.
In a week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And it's just, it's a great smell, too, when it's burning.
Oh, yeah. That must be like the nicest smelling place in all of New Haven.
You know, the thing about it is when I walk through the plant, the smells take me back to when I was a kid. It's
right.
Just the same
exact
thing.
How old were you,
thing.
Like, walking through that factory? What age did they put you to work?
13.
Nice.
And we used to load trucks, used to work in the deli. You know, they wouldn't let us do anything substantial, like handle a knife or anything like that.
Right.
Because way back when, all the beef used to come in, it was literally hanging beef.
Yeah.
So, and then on Fridays when the beef would come, that was one of the things we'd have to actually lift it and hook it and moving along.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Like a scene from Rocky. Yeah.
That's what it was. But that's what it was.
Yeah.
The forequarter that he was punching. Oh, you know, back when that movie came out, you'd go in there and people from work would be trying to.
Beating the meat.
Yeah.
And also punching it.
You know what you call it? Yeah. It was hanging meat.
You know, Eric, we never grew up
into that.
That's why it's so tender.
Yeah, we're children.
But, you know, it was all funny till somebody actually hit a rib.
Oh.
And then when you hit a rib, you break your knuckle.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, what I say about us using real hickory wood is most of the national brands use a liquid smoke. So, you know, when you bite into it, the smoky flavor you get isn't burnt hickory. It isn't.
I could tell the difference.
Yeah, because with the liquid smoke, it kind of hangs with you a little bit. And you get that residual taste.
It leaves a film in your mouth.
Yeah. But with ours, it just, you know, you get that nice, mild, but you get the flavor.
Yeah.
Right? How was your chili, dog?
I love it. Did you guys make this chili, and do you sell this chili?
Gary makes that chili.
Nice.
We got to hold on to Gary.
Can we keep Gary?
You can. Yeah, he'll be here all the week.
Which one's your best seller?
As far as
hot dogs,
Skinless it outsells Natural Casing.
Yeah.
But we still do a lot of natural.
Yeah.
But from around here, I mean, you know that's what people like, mm-hmm. Natural Casing.
Yeah, snaps. And
so when you cook a hot dog on the grill,
I don't cut it. I let it break apart.
But you let it snap open.
I love rippers. Yep. Yeah, rippers are great.
Because there's some people say, oh no, you know, use a tong. You don't want it. I always cook it till it snaps open, and then the casing gets nice and crispy.
Yeah.
My mouth's watering.
I noticed that. You have some.
And I get my hot dogs wholesale.
You get them anytime you want.
Eric Hummel is here. And you can get them just about anywhere in Connecticut, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all over the place. You know, Gary also brought kibasi.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if you.
That's my jam.
Like,
I love kibasi. Yeah.
How do you cook it when you make it?
Usually I put on the grill. Mm-hmm. I put it on the grill with barbecue sauce. See, it tastes kind of like,
oh, really?
Killer. It's
absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah.
One of the things I do with actually the ring kibasi we make is I cut it up, fry it, drain it, and then put in barbecue sauce and slowly stir it until the brown sugar in the barbecue sauce caramelizes.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's sticky and what a flavor.
I hit them
is.
Once when I first put them on there after a couple of moments and I let them, you know, rip apart and then I add more barbecue sauce so it bakes right in.
Ooh.
And it comes out killer every single time. But that was a nice roll and you're done.
Now, do you use a kibasi link or do you buy the big old rings?
The big old, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All
right. Lenny.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, no, Colonial Long Island. Listen, I can vouch from Long Island. Those Hummel hot dogs are great.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
See.
When we and I want to tell them good luck tonight at Stop at Speedway.
Oh, okay.
That's my cousin's car. Thank you very much. I'll pass that along to him.
Yeah, I used to get my cars from Eddie Flinty too, and I know him a long time, and great people. And a great product.
Yeah, up in Stafford, the Hummel Modified, number 11.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it in the shape of a hot dog?
Yeah, but it
looks like the Wienermobile.
Right.
Wouldn't that be badass? Yeah. Like, here it comes. It's the Ripper. Yeah. It's a Hummel Hot Rod.
Yeah, you don't get re-rented, though.
Yeah, those Modifieds are fast, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're fun.
You ever been up to Stafford for a race?
Yeah, I love it. Well, it's a great place.
If you go up, enjoy a delicious Hummel hot dog.
Of course.
The official hot dog at Stafford Motor Speedway.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice. Well, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, as always.
You know what to do this weekend and next weekend and every weekend.
Yeah, yep. Hummel's hot dogs.
Oh, got it. Labor Day coming up.
That's right.
You know, growing up, that was the last hurrah, right? We always went back to school after Labor Day, and now the kids are in before.
They're already in.
Yeah, it's more like just a busy weekend for us, not like it was when we were growing up.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good. All right, well, hot dogs all year round for
Yay.
Me.
Yeah. Yay!
Yeah. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good to see you all.
Good to see you.